Conservatives ask congressional Republicans to pursue Joe Biden's bank records. By Joel B. Polak on December 22, 2020. Several leading conservatives are renewing their call for Joe Biden to release his banking records to prove he has no link to Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings. And they are asking congressional Republicans to demand Biden come clean. In an open letter to Republican members of Congress on Monday, the conservatives, George Landreth, president of Frontiers of Freedom, Richard Manning, president of Americans for Limited Government, Andrew Langer, president of the Institute for Liberty, Seton Motley, president of Less Government, Horace Cooper, co-chairman of Project 21, Saul Anuzis, president of 60 Plus, and Dick Patton, president of the American Business Defense Council, asked Republicans to treat President-elect Joe Biden exactly as House Democrats have treated President Donald Trump. The letter reads, in part, Joe Biden has said he wants to unite the nation behind his leadership. If he is serious about that, he must understand the value of removing any reasonable doubt about whether he was selling American foreign policy to the Chinese and other foreign interests. It is worth noting that the attempt by the Democrat House to hound President Trump for his tax returns has gone on even though there is no evidence he did anything wrong and even though he has filed every financial disclosure required by law. They basically admitted that it is just a fishing expedition. But the questions about Joe Biden's and his family's newly acquired wealth are not simply a fishing expedition. There is ample proof to make the questions well-founded and worthy of immediate answers. So the question is, will the Biden-Harris team put this issue behind them and establish that neither Hunter nor Joe Biden or other family members were using Joe Biden's high public office to gain millions in political influence peddling with foreign interests including some of America's most dangerous adversaries? Or alternatively, will Chairman Richard Neal, DMA, and the Ways and Means Committee look into this matter with the same vigor that they've exhibited for their tax return fishing expedition? If Biden's team and the House Democrats refuse to come clean, the Senate Republicans must begin to investigate and subpoena banking records. America has a right to know if Joe Biden and his family acquired millions in wealth by using his office improperly and for personal gain. The signatories are skeptical of the idea of a special counsel to probe Hunter Biden's business dealings, arguing that it could be prolonged for years or be arbitrarily shut down. That would allow Joe Biden to escape the immediate accountability he owes the American people. The same conservative leaders wrote a letter directly to Neal earlier this month. Hunter Biden admitted earlier this month that he is under federal investigation. It is possible the FBI already has the records. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest e-book is Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. This article has been updated.